This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
942, more coming up with Bab again. Soledad O'Brien standing by. By the way, she's doing a great job and has done a great job on HBO on the Gumbel thing on Real Sports, which is a terrific show. I can't believe it's been on 20 years. And Soledad O'Brien joins us now to talk about something else. But I love you on Real Sports.
I love that show. I truly believe, and I know I'm completely biased, but it is the best sports show on TV. It's phenomenal storytelling.
It's
I love
one of the great shows on TV.
It really is.
And there's this great move that Gumbel makes where he'll finish
with glasses.
Yeah, he goes to the glasses, which is the cool old guy move. But he also does this thing where he finishes the talk back, you know, after the reporter comes back, does the story, you do a little sit down. So Soledad's sitting there with him, and he finishes up, and he turns to the camera and goes, "Let's move on." Segment over.
It's so funny. The first time I had to do that, I was so nervous.
I'll bet, right?
Scary. Like, he does not play, you know, and there's no amount of prep. They're like, Brian can really ask you everything. Be prepared for anything.
And what's funny is
he does not suffer fools at all.
No, and he never has. And what's funny is he's got that legal pad. You know, he's old school.
Oh, yeah.
He's not punching it out on a tablet.
I don't even know what he's taking notes all the time. He's always writing notes.
Yeah, and I was wondering, do you feel like you're being graded?
Totally, yes.
Well, Soledad O'Brien has done a wonderful thing through her career in focusing on people that really need to have their stories told and tells great stories. There's and this is perfect leading up to Memorial Day, a new story called The War Comes Home, The New Battlefront. And this is going to show in theaters, is that right?
Yeah, you know, we're doing a one-day-only showing in theaters, and they're just selling tickets at fathomevents.com.
Yeah.
You can see what theaters is showing in as well. Yeah, we really wanted to tell the story of two young guys, both served in Iraq and Afghanistan, who are suicidal. They're really, I would say, at the point, at least DeLon says, you know, if this five-and-a-half-day program that he's about to enter doesn't work, he's going to kill himself. And his wife sits on the bed sobbing and says, listen, he's made it very clear that he can't take it anymore. DeLon told me that he was having these visions of smashing his daughter in the head with a hammer.
Oh,
and, like,
God,
he couldn't get it out of his head. It was horrible. And so he drinks a lot, bottles and bottles of wine every single night, and kind of staggers around till he passes out every day. And so he's just done. Like, he doesn't want to live anymore. Garrett, who's the other guy we follow, is just seething with anger all the time. And he says, you know, he's the kind of guy who punches a hole through the sheetrock in his house. And he says, you know, finally he realized that he was terrifying. His one-year-old son was afraid of him. And he's like, this has got to stop. I can't live like this. So both of them go off to a five-and-a-half-day program called Save a Warrior. And they focus on transcendental meditation, which has been shown in lots of studies to be helpful for post-traumatic stress. Equine therapy, which is a horse therapy. Ropes courses. You know, I think things that help create the sense of brotherhood that these guys, and in this case it is guys, they have a women's cohort as well, but we focused on this particular cohort that's all men, that these guys, you know, lose that sense of brotherhood that is really what you have and desperately need while you're in the military. You need this sense of I will die for you and you will die for me, but you come back to not having that, and also I think being incredibly isolated. And so if you're isolated and you have post-traumatic stress, I think that's just a recipe for disaster. So we got to embed with these guys. We went in saying, listen, whatever happens, this is a documentary, whatever happens, happens, and we will follow your story. And we got great access, and literally to the point where we were sleeping on their couches so that we could shoot them
Wow.
at any moment during the day. You see a big changes for both of them. And I became very friendly with both, so I keep up with them, and it's been really great to see the progress that they've made.
Soledad, love your work. I can't wait to see this.
Thank you.
I mean, this has got to be such – you've covered so many stories and so many causes. This has got to be so moving for you. Do you hope that the movie leads to changes or passing issues like health care, jobs and opportunity, and especially – homelessness for veterans, which shouldn't even be an issue, but
you know,
it is.
I actually think there's a lot of people who are really trying to figure out the issue. I've been amazed at the number of people in the private sector, in the government as well. And I sort of fault the media because I think we often tell the salacious story. The VA sucks. The charities are stealing money. And, you know, here's a guy who has post-traumatic stress and he's killing somebody. And those stories exist. And you know me, I'm not Pollyanna at all. I do not ever believe in, like, making up fake happy stories. But I think there are a lot of real stories that we could be telling about veterans that are more helpful in really digging into what the experience is like. What is the real story of someone's experience? And so that's what we're trying to do, whether it's about veterans or whoever.
Well, I think you did that with Black in America, you know, the CNN stuff. I mean, you know,
exactly. What is the real story? What is the authentic version of what is happening? And I think real is very compelling. All those documentaries have done incredibly well. So we've been very happy with that. I don't think it always has to be salacious.
When you go to a movie and you see the trailers and you'll see these things that are promoted by a company called Fathom Events, this is what we're talking about. It's a one-day event in theaters across America. The War Comes Home, The New Battlefront, select cinemas across America on the 24th, which is that tomorrow? It's tomorrow, right? And this is it Star?
Yep.
Is Starfish your company?
Yeah, Starfish Media Group is the company that I started right after I stopped anchoring the morning show on CNN.
Yeah, how about that? Starfish Media, look at you, you mogul.
It's been kind of fun. The first year was challenging. You know, I'm like, HR, what's the HR department? never had to do that before. But it's been really fun to be able to pick the stories that you want to tell. I've actually really, really enjoyed it.
There's a lot of veterans, celebrities who speak out on veterans issues featured here, too, including Gary Sinise from Chicago and friend of the show. And Joe Mantegna as well, friend of the show. And J.R. McPenis, who a lot of people may remember, not just from the soap opera days, but Dancing with the Stars, right? And that made him not just a star, but a spokesman. Anyway, I'm thrilled you did this, and you're always welcome here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Social media, where do we follow you?
At Soledad O'Brien.
All right. Good talking to you.
On
say
Twitter
hi to you.
And actually, on everything.
On everything. At Soledad O'Brien on everything. That's how the kids get a hold of her. Tweet mommy.
Tweet mommy.
Yeah. Mommy, are you coming home?
all the best. Keep up the great work.
Thanks so much.
See ya. War Comes Home, The New Battlefront, Fathom Events, tomorrow in movie theaters all over. You're going, well, Steve, it's Tuesday. I'm telling you, you got to see this.
Yeah, it looks awesome. So. It really does.